Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Friday, the 26th of September at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to an Irish company cutting waste in the medical and clean room environment, and we'll be looking at consumer spending habits and all the markets as usual, including the shock new round of tariffs from Mr. Trump overnight. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the superlative company of Kate English, the chief economist with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, Kate, when my alarm went off at 5 and I checked my phone, I said, oh, God, yeah, he's done it. He's done it again. He's applying a 25% tariff on heavy truck imports, a 30% tariff on upholstered furniture, a 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, and, wait for it, a 100% tariff on branded or patented drugs. He's done.
Yeah, so what a news story to wake up to this morning. We haven't had a wake-up alarm call like
this in quite some while.
And I would very much so stress that this is an unfolding news story. When I read it, there's still a lot of questions I would have around it. For example, the pharmaceutical tariffs, are they the end result of that Section 232 investigation, which was ongoing? It's not fully clear if that is the case. Does this apply to blocks that would have already agreed trade frameworks with the US administration, for
including
example,
this block?
The EU, where we know in the end of July, start of August, we reached that trade framework agreement of a 15% cap on tariffs, of which pharmaceuticals was under that as well. So certainly we've come from an environment where even only a few weeks ago, the ECB at their monetary policy decision making were saying that risks were more balanced. Why? Because we had moved away a little bit from some of the volatility around the announcements when it came to tariffs. There were trade frameworks in place, and that had improved some of the economic outlook or forecasts that were there than what were previously being announced in April and May of this year. So indeed, if these tariffs do follow through, that changes that picture slightly. And I think it will be a really interesting one to watch today, how markets react to this. I would expect quite heavily. And also how those questions are answered around the unknowns we have. Do they apply to, for example, the likes of the EU, where we have a trade framework in place?
Yeah, I dropped a line to the European Commission already this morning, so I suspect they're going to wake up and be very nervous. They have their midday presser in Brussels, which is 11-hour time. I'm sure there will be plenty of questions for them about that, given the fact that they reassured all of us that the 15% was a ceiling, that there'll be nothing more on any branch applied in the US. I would watch the share price, I suspect, of Sanofi of France, Roche in Switzerland and Bayer in Germany to see what they will do.
Yeah, and it's particularly important right now as well, as we know we're only a few weeks away from budget here in Ireland. We've gotten only yesterday updated forecasts from the ESRI looking at the Irish economic outlook that were really our first time we had forecasts based on the current state of play with tariffs. And unfortunately, if this morning's news was to change that, it means we have now outdated forecasts once again. We know we have a vulnerability when it comes to pharmaceuticals within this country. Our corporation taxes are highly exposed to them. And again, that was highlighted in that ESRI report yesterday. So certainly this is not good news to wake up to this morning. But it's those wider questions that keep playing around in my head that we don't have the answers to just yet.
Yeah, and I've just in real time received a message from the European Commission saying that we haven't decided what we are going to do this morning yet, whether they announce it at 11 Irish time or put out a statement beforehand. But they will have to put out a statement. A lot of people in this country, in the pharmaceutical sector, and there are quite a few, will be a little bit nervous, especially also in India, where they make a lot of generic products, which are also branded. They'll be a bit nervous as well. And the Indians are already facing a 50% tariff from the Americans. Now, let's move on to a controversial MIT study. This is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, about AI. And I suspect Meta and Mr. Musk will need to look away.
So what was this study? It was an MIT study. It looked at 300 companies and essentially was looking at AI pilot schemes that had been introduced within these companies. And it's quite a staggering figure that was out from it. So it found 95% of all AI projects failed within that study. Just 5% of integrated ones were actually extracting value, while the vast majority of them were stuck in kind of a no measurable impact. And by that, we mean there wasn't a clear profit and loss. And I suppose this is quite timely at the moment. We know there is quite a large volume of investment within AI. Tech is actually back to the US, was a very strong component of US economic growth in the first half of this year. We see how it's playing out in the stock market as well. And I suppose this is always the burning question at the minute when it comes to AI is, with any evolution, technology or otherwise, we see technologies and innovations take place, but there often is a lag period between that and the productivity measure. So at the minute, and this study really clearly shows this, we can see the influence of AI and technology in the stock market. We can see it in the US economy, but we're not yet seeing it in productivity statistics. And that MIT study probably reinforces that more. That's not to say it won't come, but it certainly shows that we're not seeing it just yet.
And at the risk of repeating myself, it reminds me seriously of 1999 and the dot-com boom that we saw then. We didn't see any of the benefits of all these dot-coms, but we saw the stock market soar in them. Now, the CSO, coming much closer to home, put out some data on household or house purchasers and the medium income for whom they were lucky enough to get on the housing ladder. That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So this report by the CSO yesterday, it was part of their Frontier series. And these Frontier series are new studies and data sets they're compiling and release every now and then. It looks at the total volume of purchases over two to 3 years. So it's 2022 up to 2024. And within that, they're giving us a greater profile breakdown of who is buying, what their income is and what ages they are. So that national medium income of home buyers in 2024, according to this study, was €84,000.
So just to remind people, median kind of strips out the extremes.
Median is the bang on middle number. So it's not necessarily an average, because that can sometimes be skewed by your very high values or your very low values. So it's the middle number of all our purchases. But that 84,000.
And that's household income rather than individual income.
Correct. Mm. Correct. And in some cases, we have individual purchasers or joint purchasers. The study actually looked at both of them. But that 84K, it's up from €75,600 in 2022. It also showed that your medium age of a purchaser was over the age of 40 in 2024.
Wow.
Now, what I would say with this, because when I first read it, that struck me quite a lot. But we must remember that's not the medium age of first time buyers. It's the medium age of all purchasers.
So it could be movers.
Exactly. And we do know that mover purchasers do account for a large share of our residential property transactions each year, as they should do. Any normal functioning residential market will have an element of churn. And by that, I mean people who are either trading up or trading down. We want to see that. It's a healthy, healthy environment. But some, it's particularly when we broke it down by different local electoral areas, there are quite stark contrast when it looked at either not medium income or those ages. As you can imagine, the postcodes where we typically see higher prices saw that national or the medium income rise. And we also saw quite higher ages, for example, in some parts of Mayo and Sligo. But some of that, again, can be down to the transactions that took place that year and the profile of buyers.
Thanks very much for joining us, Kate. Any plans for the weekend? You're not going on your special this evening?
I am off to see Barack Obama this evening, and I am very, very excited.
I think a lot of people are. I'm also going to be in the Three Arena for that discussion. It's going to be very interesting when juxtaposed by the current incumbent of the White House. Have a lovely weekend,
Thank
Kate.
You.
That is Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte. Back in a moment, talking about the consumer. God bless him.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.